kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Hindi hawak ng tao ang kanyang buhay. Ika nga, lahat ng tao ay dadaan lang sa mundong ibabaw. Ibig sabihin, walang nakakaalam kung kailan ka lilisan sa mundong ito, kaya dapat paghandaan. Isa sa dapat isaalang-alang ang paggawa ng habilin o will and testament. Pero lumalabas sa ginawang pag-aaral sa taong 2015, ang mga maidadlang na Australians at merong maraming ari-arian ang nagpaplano at gumagawa nito. Ayon sa isang professor ng Deakin University na gumawa ng isa pang pananaliksik na si Adam Steen, lumalabas na kalahati ng kanyang naging respondent ay talagang walang will o habilin para sa mga mauulila.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and deaths and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly about 50% or just under 50%.
Sabi ni Professor Steen, maraming dahilan kung bakit hindi isinasapuso ang paggawa ng habilin o will and testament dahil sa ibang paniniwala at maling akala.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will, and there's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
Paliwanag ni Professor Steen, kung mamatay ang isang tao at walang habilin na ginawa at maraming kayamanan, magiging pahirapan para sa pamilya ang pagkuha ng pag-aari ng namatay dahil ang kanyang kayamanan ay isa sa ilalim sa proseso batay sa alituntunin ng isang teritoryo o estado. May posibilidad pa na makuha ng gobyerno ang pagmamay-ari ng namatay. Kaya sabi ni Dean Kalimnos, ang pagkakaroon ng will and testament bago mamatay ang isang tao ay makakatulong sa pamilya para maiwasan ang pagdaan sa butas ng karayom. Makuha lang ang dapat sanay kanila na bahagi sa kayamanan ng namayapang kaanak.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. So it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
Dagdag pa nito, iba-iba ang mga batas ng bawat estado at teritoryo ukol sa ganitong usapin. Dahil dito, babala ni Kalimnos, posibleng makaapekto ito sa paghahati ng mga mamanahin ng mga naiwang pamilya.
People's estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests, people may have shares, people may have different types of property. And the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, family heirloom or something of significance or something shared between both of you, and a will is the best way to do that.
Sa ngayon, nauuso dito sa Australia ang do-it-yourself will kit. Pero payo ng eksperto, dapat sumangguni sa isang solicitor o abogado para maayos ang lahat. Hindi lang din abogado ang pwedeng umalalay sa paggawa ng habilin. Makakatulong din silang mga state trustees. Ang kagandahan sa public trustees ay hindi mabubutas ang iyong bulsa sa mahal na singil dahil regulated ang bayad sa kanila. May mga exemptions din kapag pensioners at 60 pataas ang edad. Ayon kay Michael Spiegel, isang Executive General Manager ng Trustee Services Division sa Victorian State Trustees, importante ang paggawa ng will and testament bagong sumakabilang buhay o nasa legal na edad na ang isang tao, hindi lang para sa paghahati ng mga ari-arian, pero pinaka-importante sa lahat para na din madeklara at makilala ng husto kung sino ang maiiwan o guardian sa minor na anak.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Dagdag ni Spiegel, mahalagang gawin ang habilin para sa mga migrante dito na may mga anak na minors o mga anak na may edad 18 pababa na walang ibang kaanak dito sa Australia.
So myself, for example, my children are born in two different countries. And when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that destruction, how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
Pinaunawa din ni Dean Kalimnos na ang paggawa ng will and testament ay makakatulong para maingatan ang pinaghirapan ng magulang para sa pamilya upang harapin ang di patiyak na bukas.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view. Family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Sabi pa ni Michael Spiegel, ang hidwaan sa pamilya dahil sa kawalan ng will and testament ay maiiwasan kung pinaghahandaan ng bawat isa. Lalo na nilang nasa wastong edad na. Dahil sabi nito, maraming pamilya ang nabuwag dahil lang sa usaping habiling mana.
If the deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
Para naman sa mga gumawa na ng habilin, gamit ang online kit, pwede itong ipacheck sa solicitor o public trustee para maging maayos ang lahat. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Thumaydo na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.